It has been 31 days since Cameron was taken from us. Every single day since, we've had to deal with the fact that we will never see him again, never get to talk to him again, never hold him in our arms. There is no relief from our reality. We are left to wonder if we will ever find out what happened, or how it happened, or whether those responsible for Cameron's death will walk free for the rest of their lives. We have to wonder whether the people who did this, who ran Cameron over and left him to die in a ditch, will continue to live on as if nothing happened while our lives are shattered. To anyone who may have information about what happened to Cameron, your silence is denying our family the ability to grieve, the ability to accept Cameron's death. I ask you to imagine if this was your friend or your son or your brother who was taken from you. Then imagine that the people involved would not come forward, that those who could help you accept what has happened, who might be able to help you move on with your life, would instead hold this information secret, would protect those responsible.
The nightmares and images of Cameron's last moments haunt me every day. As a mother, daughter, wife, sister, and friend, I'm appealing to anyone close to these individuals to find it in your heart to convince them to turn themselves in. If you have any information, please break the pact of silence and come forward. We ask that you give our family some peace so we can try to get through Christmas with a tiny shred of hope that this eventually will be resolved.
To those who were involved in this incident, you may not have acted in a normal state of mind at the time of this accident or in the moments, hours, and days after, but you know now the reality of what happened. Surely it haunts you to know what has been taken from us, to imagine what we are going through, to know what you have done. Cameron was an outdoorsman. He was an athlete. He was a worker. He was just like you and your loved ones. Knowing what you have done and imagining the consequences that could come, I know you can imagine losing your freedom, being away from your loved ones for Christmas. I ask you instead to imagine a life where your loved ones would never live another day, where you would never see them ever again, not even for a visit, not even for a moment. Imagine never seeing their faces again, or hearing their voices, or giving them a hug. Imagine yearning to find a place where you could feel close enough to even talk to them. And imagine never even getting to say goodbye. Cameron's life has already been taken. By withholding the information that could shed light on his death, by protecting those responsible who do not have the courage to come forward, you are contributing to the ruin of not just Cameron's life, but the lives of everyone Cameron has touched. You are contributing to the ruin of your own life and those around you. Only when the truth has come out, when those are responsible, atone for what they have done, will anyone involved in this story be able to live with themselves.